B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Taf Pei Gimel, and we're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Just a quick recap. We're in the middle of the sugya of learning out different halachas of Avodah Zarah from either Sheretz or Nida. And we had a Machlokes Tanoim in a Mishnah brought at the top of Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis that the Tanakama learn a Kula from Sheretz, and Rabbi Akiva learns a Chumra from Nida. And we had a Machlekes Rabbah and Rebbe Lazar as to what that's going on. What Kula did the Tanakama learn from Sheretz, and what Chumra did Rabbi Akiva learn from Nida? According to Rabbah, both Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva learn from Nida that there is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. The argument between them is there Tumas Even Masamei by Avodah Zarah? According to Tanakama, there isn't. Like Sheretz, there's no Tumas Mesame. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is, because like Nida, there is Tumas Even Mesame. According to Rabbi Loza, he says differently. He says that regarding Even Mesame, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva learn from Sheretz that there's no Tumas Even Mesame by Avodah Zarah. The Machlekos is by Tumas Maso. According to the Tanakama, there's no Tumas Maso by Avodah Zarah. He learns it from Sheretz. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learns from Nida that it is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question now on Rabbah. He says in the Braisa, Avodah Zarah kasheretz. Avodah Zarah is Tomei like Sheretz. Uma Shamsheho kasheretz. And those that serve, the things that serve Avodah Zarah are also like Sheretz. That's the Tanakama in this Braisa. Rabbi Akiva Yimir, Avodah Zarah k'nida. Avodah Zarah itself has the halachos of nida, or meshamsheh, but those, the things that serve Avodah Zarah, k'sheretz, they have the kulas of sheretz. Says the Gemara, Bishleim Rebbe Lozo, Kunt Rebbe Lozo, Nicha. I can understand this, that in the Tanakama it says that Avodah Zarah is k'sheretz. It makes sense. Kunt Rebbe Lozo, the Tanakama say there is no Tumas Maso and no Tumas Even Masame by Avodah Zarah. And by the Meshamshim Kasheretz, and there's also no Avodah Zarah by the Meshamshim, and we saw that on Daf Pei Beis. Elo, L'Rabba Kasha, according to Rabba, he says that according to the Tanakama, there's no Tumas Even Masame, but there is Tumas Maso. So how can you say Avodah Zarah kasheretz or Meshamshel kasheretz? It's true that the Meshamshim of the Avodah Zarah are completely, there's no Tumas Masa, no Tumas Even Masame. But how can you say in the same bracket that Avodah Zarah is kasheretz when, according to Tanakama, Avodah Zarah has Tumas Masa? Not like kasheretz, like Nida. That's the question the Gemara is asking on Rabbah. Elo l'Rabbah kasha. Says Rabbah, Omer l'cho Rabbah, Mi alimo mi masnita? Diktoni. We saw before in the Mishnah that we've been discussing, the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. It says there, Avonov, Eitz of Aforov, according to the version here, Eitz of Avonov Aforov, Metamim Kasheretz. The Mishnah there says it's Tomei like a Sheretz. Is it Tomei? It has the same halachas as Tomei as a Sheretz. And we explained, how did Rabbah explain that Mishnah? Rabbah explained that when it says that it's Kasheretz, it's only referring to Even Masami. Because regarding Tumas Maso, even the Tanakama learn out from Nida that it's Tomei. So he says, in the same way as in the Mishnah there, where it says explicitly Metamin Kasheretz, and according to Rabbah, what the Mishnah means is that it's Tohir Kasheretz and only referring to Tumas Even Masame, not referring to Tumas Maso. Vaikimna, my Kasheretz, and we Rabbah explained, what does it mean Kasheretz? Deloy Metame be Even Masame. Hochanami, say the same here. Deloy Metame be Even Masame. When it says in the ratio of this brisa, Avodah Zarah kasheretz, it just means regarding Even Masame, it's Tohir, like Sheretz is Tohir. Or Meshamsheo kasheretz, and regarding the Meshamshim of the Avodah Zarah, there it's kasheretz across the board. Even regarding Tumas Masa, there's no Tumas Masa. But the kasheretz of Avodah Zarah is only referring to Tumas Even Masame, not to Tumas Masa. Continues the Gemara, may say we're going to ask another question on Rabbah from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Nochri, Agoy, v'nochris, a female goy, avoydezora, umeshamshel, that all these four, a goy, a female goy, avoydezora, and something that serves avoydezora, hein, them, v'loy ha-seiton. And Rashi says, and it's, we'll see in the Gemara, that at this point, the word loy ha-seiton does not mean tumas heset, that we've not yet discussed in the Gemara. It means tumas masa. That in all these four, they are tummy. They are tummy, but not tumas masa. There's no tumas masa. That's the Tanakama of this brisa. Rabbi Kiva says, hein, verseiton. Rabbi Kiva says, there is tumas masa. So Bishleim Rebbe Loza, Nicha, according to Rebbe Loza, that's very good. According to the Tanakama, there's no Tumas Masa. According to Rebbe Kiva, there is Tumas Masa. Tanakama learns it from Sheretz, and Rebbe Kiva learns from Nida. Elo le Rabba, Kasha, according to Rabba, that both the Tanakama and Rebbe Kiva agree that there is Tumas Masa. They both agree that you learn from Nida that there's Tumas Masa, and the whole argument was only regarding Tumas Evan Masami. How's Rabba going to learn this Braisa? Elo le Rabba Kasha, says the Gemara, Omar lecha Rabba. Rabba's going to answer you as follows. Uletamich. So let's say that this braisa works well according to Rebbe Loza. You're Rebbe Loza. Nochri v'nochris. How are you understanding regarding the goyim? Nami, hein v'loy ha-seiton. Are you going to say that they are tomei, but there's no tumas masa? V'otanya, this is contrary to an explicit braisa. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'goymer. And the pasuk there, we learn from the psukim, Bnei Yisrael mitamin b'ziva. Min ha-Torah, Klal Yisrael, the tumas ziva only applies to a yid, not to a goy. Ve'ein nochri mitamin b'ziva. The concept of tumas ziva does not apply to a goy. Aval gozru alein, the chachomim made a gzera, sheyu kazovim, that the goy should be tomei like a zov, l'chol devrem, in all the halachas, including tumas maso. So you have an explicit braisa that there is tumas masa by a goy. So how are you, Rebbe Loza, understanding this braisa that says nochri v'nochris hein v'loy ha-seiton, that they are tomei but there's no tumas masa? So it seems that this braisa, whichever way you hold it, this braisa is going to be difficult to understand, and therefore we're going to have to put some words and change some words in the braisa. This braisa has not been written in a text that can be read in the way it's written. Elo Rabba Mataritz Latame. Rabba's going to tell you how to read this braisa to conform with his opinion. And he reads as follows. Nochri v'nochris, regarding the goyim, hein v'heseiton. They are tomei, and there is tumas masa. Like we just saw from another braisa, the Chachomim said, there's tumas masa on goyim, like zovim. And he adds, not only is there tumas masa for on a goy, v'even masamish elohem. In the same way as Evan Masame's Metame for Zov is on top of this heavy stone, we explained this in a previous shiur, then it's Tomei. So too, regarding a goy, if he leans onto this heavy stone, this Evan Masame, he's also going to be Tomei. It's part of what the Chachomim decreed against those goyim. Avodah Zarah. Regarding Avodah Zarah, he, v'haseita, the Avodah Zarah itself is obviously Tomei. V'haseiton, there is Tumas Masa. And this conforms with how Rabba learnt in the Tanakama, that according to Tanakama, there is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. Avaloi Evan Masame Shelo. But the Evan Masame, if the Avodah Zarah is put on top of this big stone, it will be Tohir. Because according to Rabba, Evan Masame is Tohir, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Now Rabba's explaining Rabbi Akiva. Avodah Zarah, he v'haseita v'even masame shelo. Not only is it Tomei, but also Tumas Masa, and also Tumas Even Masame are all Tomei. And that is how Rabba learned Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Loza Mataritz Letamei, Rabbi Loza is going to explain the braisa as follows. Nochri v'nochris, regarding the goyim, hein v'haseiton v'even masame shelohen. Like we saw before, they have all the halachas of Zov. Avodah Zarah. Regarding Avodah Zarah, he v'loy ha-seita. She's Tomei. The Avodah Zarah itself is Tomei, but Tumas Masa is not Tomei. And this is how Rabbi Lozo explained the Tanakama. There's no Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zarah, he veheseito. Rabbi Akiva learns that by avodah zara, not only is the avodah zara tomei, but there's tumas masa as well. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi is now asking a question on this interpretation of the brisa. Mai hein. The words hein, when it says in the brisa, avodah zara meshamsher, hein veloy haseiton, etc. And the way we explained the brisa, both according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to Rabba, we said hein is referring to avodah zara being tomei itself, and the haseiton was a discussion regarding tumas masa. So Rav Ashi is asking that if we're discussing Heseiton, that if there's Tumas Masa or there isn't Tumas Masa, of course the Avodah Zarah itself is Tomei. If the Avodah Zarah was Toir, there would be no discussion about Tumas Heset. And if there's a discussion about Tumas Heset, it's taken for granted that the Avodah Zarah itself is Tomei. So why do we have to add in, why do we have to discuss the Avodah Zarah itself when we're discussing the other details, the more further field details of Avodah Zarah, whether they incorporate even Tumas Masa or even Tumas Evan Masame? That was Rav Ashi's question on the way we've interpreted this brisa. El Omer Rav Ashi explains the brisa differently. Hochi Ka'omer. And he's going to explain the brisa according to Rabba. He's following Rabba's way of understanding. Rashi explains that how Rav Ashi would have explained according to Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara inside, the text of the Gemara, is explaining according to Rabba. Nochri v'nochris bein hein shehisitu es achirim, which is Tumas Heset. Here we're introducing a new Tumah, it's called Tumas Heset. Not when something carries the Tomei, but if the Tomei, if the source of Tomei carries something else. So regarding the Goyim, bein hein shehisitu es achirim, both if they are carrying something else called Tumas Heset, or bein achirim shehisitu oison, or if others carried them, which is called Tumas Masa, tmeim, they are tomei, they have all the halachas of Zov. Avodah Zarah shehisito achirim, Avodah Zarah that moved, or we'll soon see how Avodah Zarah can't move anything, we'll soon see how that works, but Avodah Zarah that moved something else, that lifted something else, tahirim. And this we learn out like Sheretz, there's no Tumas Heset by Sheretz, so too Avodah Zarah, there's no Tumas Heset. Achirim sheisitu oisom, but others that carried the Avodah Zarah, tmeim, that's called Tumas Masa, according to Rabba in the Tanakhama, there's Tumas Masa on Avodah Zarah. Meshamsheho, regarding the Meshamshim, those that serve, or the things that serve Avodah Zarah, bein hein shehisitu es achirim, both in the alochas of Heset, bein achirim shehisitu oison, or the alochas of Masa, tohirim, they're both tohir. And that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva says, nochri v'nochris v'avodah zarah, bein hein shehisitu es achirim, bein achirim shehisitu oisam tmeim. Kunt Rabbi Akiva, there's Tomei's Masa, and there's also Tumas Heset. Why? Tumas Heset, as we said in the introduction of the Perek in the last year, Tumas Heset is in the same bracket as Tumas Evan Masami. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is Tumas Evan Masami b'Avodah Zarah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there will also be Tumas Heset. And therefore he says here that not only the Nochri and the Nochris, but also the Avodah Zarah, not only Achirim Sheisitu Oison, which is Tumas Masa, but also Hein Sheisitu Achirim, which is Tumas Heset, in the same bracket as Evan Masami, is going to be Tomei. Meshamshel, regarding the items that serve the Avodah Zarah, bein heim shehisitu achirim, bein achirim shehisitu oison, tahirim, there's no Tumas Masa, and there's no Tumas Evan Masame, or Tumas Heset, on the Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, regarding Avodah Zarah itself, bishleim achirim shehisitu oison, mishkachas lo. The concept of something carrying Avodah Zarah, we can understand that. A person can carry Avodah Zarah. Take an Avodah Zarah, put it in your pocket, you can lift it up, you can carry it, you can move it. Elohi sheisitu es achirim, heicha mishkachas lo. How can an inanimate object, an idol is totally stone, it's inanimate, stone or any other material, it can't hold something. How can it hold a person? How can it lift a person? Omer Rami Bereder of Yema. Dervyeva. Rami Bere Dervyeva comes up with an original idea, which is actually based on an idea brought in a Mishnah. Kedetnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. Hazov bekaf moznaim. If you put a zov in a pan in one side of a scales, va'oichlinu mashkin, and you put food or liquids or drink, bekaf shnia, on the other side of the, in the other pan, on the other side of the scales, Kora Hazov, if the Zov weighs down, is heavier than the food or drink on the other side of the scales, that means that the Zov has caused the food to be lifted. Tmein, then they are Tome, it's called the Heset of the Zov. The Zov has lifted up the food. Koruhen Tahirin, if the food items are heavier, then it's the food items have carried the Zov, and there's no such thing, food, the food cannot become Tome with Tumas Maso. Only either a person can become Tomei with Tumas Maso of a Zov by carrying a Zov, or something that's Ro'u Lemishkov Moishov, something that's made to lie on or to lean on, only those things, or to sit on, those things can become Tomei by Tumas Maso. But food and drink, they will not be a Tomei Tumas Maso. And so to an Al Gemara, you want to know, how can an Avodah Zorah, how can somebody become Tomei by being lifted by an Avodah Zorah? Yes, if you've got another person on one side of the scales and you put an Avodah Zorah on the other side, which is heavier than the person, then the person will be lifted by the weight of the Avodah Zorah, and that will be the concept of Heset by Avodah Zorah. Continues the Gemara. Kaman Ozla Hodotanya, according to which opinion is the following braisa following? Kol HaTmeis HaMesitois. All the tumas that we know, all the sources of Tomei, if they carry Tahira things, Tahira is, there's no concept of Tumas Masa with any source of Tuma, Chutz Miaseitoi Shel Zov, besides for the Tuma of Zov, Sheloi Motzinu Loi Chover, Bekol HaTahira Kula, in the whole Tahira, we didn't find a companion for the Zov, we didn't find another example of another type of Tuma that can make something Tahira Tomei by lifting it up, not by touching it, but by lifting up the Tahira thing. The Gemara says, Lema deloi Rabbi Akiva. It seems not to go like Rabbi Akiva. De'i Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, and this is following Rabba, Ika nami Avodah Zorah. According to Rabbi Akiva, in Rabba, there's a Tumas Evan Mesameh. And we said before that Tumas Evan Mesameh is in the same bracket as Tumas Heset. So in the same way as Rabbi Akiva says, according to Rabba, that there is Tumas Evan Mesameh by Avodah Zorah, then why are you saying in this braisa that only Zov? According to Rabbi Loza, nobody says that there's Tumas Evan Masami b'Avodah Zorah. But according to Rabba, Rabbi Akiva does. And therefore this braisa seems not to follow in Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Filo Teimer Rabbi Akiva. It could even be according to Rabbi Akiva. Tono Zov v'chol d'domilo. When it says in this braisa that the only place you find Tumas Heset is with Zov, it obviously means Zov and all those that are similar to Zov. And we compare to Zov, we compare Zova, Nida, Vinyoledes, they are in the same bracket as Zov. And since Nida is compared to Zov, then, and we said before, Avodah Zorah is compared to Nida. So when Rabbi Akiva says that Avodah Zorah, his Tumas, Evan Masameh, yes, it's because it's compared to Nida, and Nida is in the same bracket as Zov, and Zov is mentioned in the braisa. Continues the Gemara. Boyer of Choma Bar Guria. This is a question of Choma Bar Guria asked, and we've already seen it twice in the Gemara, in the previous daf. Avodah Zorah yesh no le'ivorim or eino le'ivorim. If you've got a disassembled part of an Avodah Zorah, limb, an Eivor is a limb. If you've just got one part of an Avodah Zorah, it's disassembled. Is there such a concept? Is Avodah Zorah apply to this limb? Heicha dehedyot yochi lahachzira. So the Gemara says, if a layman can return and reassemble the Avodah Zorah, lo tiboiloch, that's not a question. De commander mechaberes domi. It's considered as if it's attached even now. Ki tiboilocho, what was my question? Heicha de'ein hedyot yochi lahachzira. If a layman cannot reassemble it. So now it's considered clearly separate. Mai, what's the halacha? Is it Tomei? Is it not Tomei? Kiven de ein hedyot yochel achziro commandam mitbar adomi. Do we say that since a layman cannot reassemble it, it's considered broken, and a broken avodah zarah is not going to be metame? Oy dilma, or no? Holoy mechasra. At the end of the day, it's not broken. It's just disassembled, and it needs to be reassembled by a professional, by somebody who knows how to do it, and therefore it will not be toyer. It will still be tame. That was his question. Others explain the question of Rav Chama bar Gira to the other side. If a layman cannot reassemble it, then it's no question. The commander metavra domi, it's as if it's considered broken. When was my question? If a layman can reassemble it, my, what's the halacha? Do we say, kiven dehedyot yochel achziro, commander mechabre domi? Do we say that since a layman can reassemble it, it's as if it's intact, it's as if it's complete, and therefore it can be metame and metame? Oy dilma hashtamia? No, even though a layman can put it back together again, but tachlis, at the end of the day, now the pieces are shulfa, they are pulled apart, vasharia, and they are disassembled. And therefore, it will not be Tommy. And the Gemara says, Teiku, we have no way of resolving this question, it will have to stand for the moment. Continues the Gemara. Boyer Rav Achdovoy bar Ami. Rav Achdovoy bar Ami asked the following question. Avodah Zarah p'chusom mikazais. Is Avodah Zarah Tommy, even, or is it metame, other things, even if it's less than the size of a kazais? And we're talking about a whole Avodah Zarah, not a limb of an Avodah Zarah. A whole Avodah Zarah that was very small, an idol that was smaller than the size of a kazayis. Do we say that it's Tomei and Metamei or not? Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef questioned Rav Achdovoy bar Ami's question. Lemai, what's your discussion? What do you want to know? Ilema le'inin isura. Are you asking about the Isser, the prohibition of deriving benefit from such an idol? Lo yehei elo zvuv bal okrin. Why is it different? Let's say that it's very, very small, like the Avodah Zarah called zvuv, which is the Avodah Zarah of akrin. Detanya, and regarding that Avodah Zarah, which was very small, we saw in the Braisa, the pasuk says, vayosimu lohem bal bris leluhim, that they considered this bal bris, which is somebody they felt very connected to, somebody they had a covenant to, this little idol, Lelohim, they put it on themselves as an idol, as a god, referring to Zezvuv Bal Akrin. This Zvuv, this Avodah Zarah of Akrin, it was considered a Baal Bris. That's how they referred, and that's how they acted towards it, like a Baal Bris. Melamed, from the fact that this little Avodah Zarah is called a Baal Bris, says the Braisa, we learn from there, shekol echod ve'echod osod mus yirosoy. He would make a figure, a form, similar to whichever idol, or whichever power he feared, umanicho besoich kisoy, and he would put it into his purse, into his pocket, kivon shezoichro, whenever he would remember or think of this Avodah Zarah, moitzio mitoich kisoy, he would take it out of his pocket or purse, umechabko, and he would hug it, umenashko, and he would kiss it. So you see clearly that even this very, very small Avodah Zarah, they were attached to it, they dealt with it, they saw it as being an idol for everything, with the way they would relate to it like any other idol. So of course you're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. So what was your question? So what that it's so small? The Gemara called it a Baal Bris. Even this tiny Avodah Zarah was one that they made a covenant with. They stayed and felt extremely close to it. Elul inyan tuma. His question was not, are you allowed to derive benefit from it? The question was, in the halachas of tuma, my, do we say, kiven de iskish le sheretz, that Avodah Zarah is also compared to sheretz? And ma sheretz beka adosha, and sheretz is metame, even when it's as small as a lentil. Af Avodah Zarah nami beka adosha. So to Avodah Zarah is only metame. Avodah Zarah is metame, even if it's just as small as a lentil. Oy dilma, no. Ho iskish lemeis. We saw, and we mentioned this first in our introduction to this perek, that Avodah Zarah is also compared to a mace. Ma mace, in the same way as tumas mace, bekazais, a dead person will only be metame, or part of a dead person will only be metame if it's the size of an olive. And so too, in the halachas of tuma, which only medirabonon, but the halachas of tuma, which are learnt from their comparison to mace, will only be tome if it's the size of a kazayis. Omer of Avya v'itei merabba bar ula. Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof from a braisa. The Tanya says in a braisa, avodah zorah p'chusa mikazayis, an avodah zorah that is smaller than a kazayis, ein bo tuma kol ikar. It's not tome bechlel. Shenemar, as it says, and this is the pasuk we mentioned in our introduction, vayashlich es aforo, they would throw the dust of the avodah zorah el kever b'nei adam, onto the graves of those people that served it. So you see here that the fact that they would throw the dust onto the graves, there's a comparison between avodah zorah and the mesim and tumas mace. Ma mace b'kazayis, in the same way as tumas mace is only if the size of the mace is a kazayis, af avodah zorah b'kazayis, so too avodah zorah will only be metame if it's the size of a zayis. Says the Gemara, v'rabonon l'may hilchasa iskesh l'sheretz. What did the Chachomim learn from sheretz? D'loy metame b'masa, that it's not metame b'masa. And this is going according to Rebbe Lozo, according to Rabba, that everybody says that there's Thomas Masa. L'nido, why is avodah zorah? What do we learn from the comparison of avodah zorah to nido? De'eino le'ivorim, that a limb, a part of an avodah zorah, is not metame, like a limb of a nido is not metame. L'mace, why is it compared to Thomas mace? To tell us that only if it's the size of a kazayis will it make other things tomei. So we've learned here, according to the Chachomim, according to Tanakama, we've learned three kulas: the kula of Tumas Sheretz, the kula of Tumas Mace, and the kula of Tumas Nida. So ask the Gemara, Eimel Chumra, why don't you use the fact that the Torah compares Avodah Zorah to Sheretz, Mace, and Nida? Use it Lechumra. L'may hilchasa akshar achmonu l'sheretz. What chumra will we learn from sheretz l'tmuya b'ka'adosha, that it will be tomei even if it's as small as the size of a lentil, like sheretz. L'nida, we'll learn chumra of nida l'tmuya b'even mesame, it should be tomei for even mesame. Indeed, according to Rabba, Rabbi Akiva does that, but according to the Tanakhama, not. Akshar achmonu l'mace, and you should learn out from the comparison of avodah zorah to a mace, to a dead person, l'tmuya b'oyhel, the chumra of tumas oyhel, that in the same way as if you're found in the same room, under the same covering as a mace, then you become tomei. So too, if you're in the same room as avodah zorah, you should become tomei. Why do you use the comparison to nida, sheretz, and mace, l'kula, learn it l'chumra? We're talking about avodah zorah at the end of the day. Avodah zorah is very stringent. Says the Gemara, and we said this right from the beginning, Tumas Avodah Zorah Derabbanan Hi. The concept of Avodah Zorah having Tuma is not a biblical concept. The Rabbanon said that it's Tomei. V'kula v'chumra l'kula makshinon l'chumra le makshinon. Since it's halachas of the Rabbanon, when we have the option of either learning a kula or learning a chumra, we learn a kula, and hence the Chachomim learn the kulas from these three comparisons. Now, even though we're a third of the way to the end of the Omud, we're going to start the next Mishnah in the next Shia.